Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Where are you listening to this show right now? Some of you might be on their way into the office, while others might be going nowhere because they're working from home today. The post-pandemic rules on the right to request flexible working are 3 years old, but the voluntary employer code of practice is 2 years old. But is it working? A poll for the new firm, for the law firm Lewis Silkin, suggests that only a small number of cases end up before the Workplace Relations Commission. And Shaffra Rush is the head of the law firm Lewis Silkin Dublin and is on the line. Good morning, Shaffra.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Remind us what the code of practice entails.
Yeah, and first, I suppose I'll just address one point, which is that the review and statistics actually arise out of a statutory review that was done by the department. So in 2023, we had the Work-Life Balance Act, and 1 year later, it's nearly 1 year old, actually, the Code of Practice in March 2024 came into place, and that governs the rules for how employees can make requests for flexible work, which we're not talking about today, but also remote work. And it generally sets out the rules about how, if an employee wishes to work remotely, and that doesn't always necessarily mean working from home, it can mean working from a remote hub, depending on where the employee is located, and how they make those requests. So they can make the request as soon as they commence employment, but the arrangement can't come into place for 6 months after they've commenced employment. And, you know, they set out why they, you know, why they believe that remote work could work, and, you know, how they will make it work. And the employer has 4 weeks to consider the request. That can be extended to 8 weeks and then respond to that request.
But they're not legally obliged to do anything, though, are they?
Well, they're legally obliged to consider the request and respond to the request. Now, as with all codes of practice under employment law, they're not legally binding, but failure to adhere to them can be used against them. And I suppose the statistics were really interesting because there's been a lot of noise around, you know, the right to request remote work or the right to remote work. But actually, 94% of requests to work remotely have been approved either fully or partially. So the 70 cases that have been in the Workplace Relations Commission around this are maybe employees who are unhappy with the response as opposed to unhappy with the way that it has been dealt with. And only one has been successful because of a technicality.
What kind of cases do end up before the WRC? You mentioned just unhappy. I doubt you would take a case to the Workplace Relations Commission just because you're not happy.
You would feel
aggrieved to the point that you're going to take as a form of legal action.
Indeed, yeah, and in some cases, I mean, only one case has been upheld, and that was where the employer was just outside of the statutory timeframe to consider the request. But in the other cases where the employer was able to show that they had considered the request fully, that they had engaged, you know, that they had consulted with the employees and, you know, responded in the right way in accordance with the code of practice. So the claims, the WRC is very clear. We cannot step into the shoes of the employer and second guess their decision. We don't run this business. That ultimately it is down to the employer. But the types of things that the employer has to consider is, you know, what type of work does the role entail? Can it be done remotely or does the person need to be on site? Is it customer facing? Is there manual work? What are the duties of the role? You know,
Some of that is very subjective. In other words, one boss may feel, yes, I want you in the office. And the other boss may say, no, it's okay. You could do 2 or 3 days a week from home. So it's a very subjective system, isn't it?
No, I disagree with that. As in, the employer has to look at a lot of things that are objective. For instance, you know, is where you're working going to be appropriate for our technology? You know, are there materials there that are going to be kept confidential? Is it appropriate? You know, the employer's duty from a health and safety perspective still applies even where the employee is working remotely. So I disagree that it's subjective. I think in many of the cases, it's because, you know, maybe over the pandemic, some somebody has moved to the West and doesn't want to come to the office.
And they've no comeback. For that person, that fictional example of someone who decided to move to Cavan and only wants to commute a day or two to Dublin, maybe stay on a sofa or something like that, that's their hard luck. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the data doesn't really align with that, in that 94% of requests have been acceded to either wholly or partially. From what I've read of the cases, it's where somebody has moved to a rural location and wants to work fully remotely, and that's not agreeable to the employer. In most cases, where there's flexibility and engagement on both sides, it should be possible to work things out. But it's where parties become entrenched. And, you know, from a legal, when we discussed this yesterday, I suppose, ultimately, it's not really a legal problem. It is going to be a talent retention problem if an employer can't keep somebody. Because if the employee has signed a contract saying that the place of work is the employer's office in Dublin, well, then they're bound by that. But if they've also signed a contract
in which they said they are being offered, in legal terms, in the contract, 3 days a week with flexible working, and then suddenly the employer says, actually, no, 5 days a week for you now in the office.
Well, it depends. It's slightly more difficult for an employer if the hybrid working, now I'm differentiating it from flexi working, which would be kind of flexible hours or that kind of thing. But where the remote work or a hybrid working arrangement is written into the contract, then it's a little bit more complex for the employer to change that. Yeah.
All right. Shiva, I really appreciate your time and your expertise on this one. That's Shiva Rush, head of the law firm Lewis Silken Dublin.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.